From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate has passed and sent to the president a $1.1 trillion omnibus spending bill that boosts funding for dozens of government agencies and programs. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
More than half of the trillion-dollar bill is money for Medicare and Medicaid, the government health care programs for senior citizens and the poor. That part of the bill was not controversial. It's the other roughly $450 billion that lawmakers really fought over. That money is for the Departments of Justice, Education, Transportation, Commerce, and the State Department, among others. And many programs get a boost in their funding. Democrats say they increased spending to stimulate the economy and to help programs that were not priorities for the Bush administration. Republicans say it's a wasteful spending spree at a time of economic hardship. Also in the bill are provisions to strengthen federal oversight of the financial markets. It now goes to President Obama for his signature. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama's top economic advisor, Lawrence Summers, is predicting the economy will start creating new jobs in the first half of 2010. And Summers says he's not alone in that expectation.
Forget what we say. Most professional forecasters are now looking for a return to job growth by spring.
Summers was on ABC's This Week. Summers says boosting employment will be at the top of President Obama's agenda for the new year. The head of U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus, told a Middle East Security Summit today that Arab cooperation in the face of Iran's suspected nuclear ambitions has improved in recent years, and Petraeus says it's important that those efforts continue. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Bahrain.
General Petraeus told a conference sponsored by the International Institute for Strategic Studies that while he used to get a sometimes distant reception from Mideast leaders, recently the welcome has grown much warmer. That's thanks to regional fears over Iran's nuclear program. Petraeus said another thing that's changed has been the significant arms buildup in the Persian Gulf. He cited the United Arab Emirates with $9 billion in military purchases from the U.S. alone.
The fact is that because of those purchases, the Emirati Air Force itself could take out the entire Iranian Air Force, I believe.
Iran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful uses, and the Obama administration says engagement with Tehran is still the preferred option. But new sanctions are also being sought. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Bahrain.
Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was attacked today by a man who threw a statuette at his face from point-blank range. Berlusconi was bleeding as he was rushed to a hospital where he's being kept overnight as a precaution. Berlusconi's injuries include a fractured nose, two broken teeth, and cuts to his lips that required stitches. His attacker is in custody. Berlusconi was signing autographs in Milan when the incident occurred. This is NPR News from Washington. At least 50 cars were involved in a chain reaction collision on a wet state highway in Connecticut this afternoon. The highway was turning icy at the time. Police say nearly four dozen people received minor injuries. Famed economist Paul Samuelson has died at his home in Belmont, Massachusetts. He was the first American ever to win the Nobel Prize in Economics. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
If you took economics in college, Paul Samuelson probably wrote your textbook. His college book entitled Economics is one of the most widely used in the history of American education. It was first published in 1948 and was the nation's best-selling textbook for almost 30 years. It's now in its 19th edition. Samuelson also wrote a column on economics for Newsweek magazine from 1966 to 1981. Samuelson was a liberal who was part of President Kennedy's Economic Brain Trust. He was widely credited with being one of the forces behind the 1964 income tax cut. Economists say that tax cut helped spark the 1960s economic boom. His nephew is Lawrence Summers, the head of the Obama administration's National Economic Council. Samuelson was 94 years old. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Searchers used a National Guard helicopter today to search for two missing climbers on Oregon's Mount Hood. Sheriff's Department spokesman Jim Strovink says search efforts on the ground were canceled today.
We have conditions on the mountain that are too dangerous at the present time, avalanche conditions primarily. We have to be very much aware of the safety of these volunteers.
The body of one member of the climbing group was found yesterday on a glacier. The three had been expected to return Friday afternoon. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.